And we live, baby.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host
JoJo.
and your girl Tamika, aka Meek Meek, aka Encore, aka
So we segregating
Care.
now? We just gonna
Don't
get straight
care.
into it.
Don't care.
So we're segregating now.
Listen. Every day, Don says something that shocks the shit out of me. And I don't know why I'm shocked at this point. I don't know why. Also, are you just throwing shit in the air?
First of all, this is the fastest that anybody has gotten anything done and that we felt it during their term. We all know an executive order is just like a wish list, if you will. But the people that he has in cabinet is like, wish is my command.
Granted,
Wish
granted.
is my command. What?
That's what I was saying. This agenda was already set in motion because there's no way you're elected. It's January, February, March,
Yeah.
just damn near February, and things are rolling like this. Like you've already had people in office that felt the same way and wanted to move on with these orders. And these have already been there in a file, tucked away.
Yep.
See, okay, who was down?
That's that
And how
Project
things are going.
25.
Okay, now, though, I'm only engaged as much as TikTok allows me to be. So, he just put it in motion.
Wait.
That's where I'm getting my news.
Wait a minute. We are literally the worst adults in history. Like this generation of
My
adults
mom tells me every day
is
what's
crazy.
happening on the
Oh,
news.
I love that. I love that.
Every day, I get a little bit more disappointed.
Listen, matter of fact, let me go ahead and look it up because all I seen was segregation, and I was like,
That
you
was
know
it.
what? I'm already putting my dollar into black businesses. I'm already watching. Well, this year I made it a point to only watch content that had at least one lead black actor or actress. So, I mean, but okay, this is crazy and this is a little ignorant. So, in the history books, they always painted as though back in the day it was literally only black and white. Now we know that's not the thing. So, if there is segregation, how are they going to split this up? Is it just going to be white people and then other? Something to think about.
It's a good question. Obviously, I mean, it hasn't always been just black and white. It was never just black and
It
white.
was
It's just
never just black and
America.
white.
That's how America was built.
Yeah.
But
We
in
do
that case,
know.
yeah, who qualifies as white?
Are they going based off of skin tone or? This is interesting. I think it's just going to be white and then everybody else.
I think that's why this isn't gonna go.
Because if we're really being honest, POC, the term POC loops everybody in that category except for white people. So,
It's not gonna fly because then you're gonna have to think about who qualifies.
look,
You
let
already we
listen.
already have an issue checking the box on applications and don't know what to check.
Everybody's mixed up.
So now, is it a plot to really divide people even more? Is it bringing people together?
Okay, so this is what it is. I think this is why we shouldn't get our news from TikTok and or other social media outlets. So the Trump admin no longer requires a ban on segregated facilities in government contracts. So basically, If people want to, it seems like it's an option to me, whether you want to do it or not, but it only says for facilities and government contracts.
Was DEI initiatives not an option?
What do you
Because
mean?
everybody jumped off that bandwagon.
No, that wasn't an option.
It was, we're getting rid of these programs, period. We're not offering money for these.
Yeah, that wasn't an option. That was very much see you bye.
But other organizations are still standing by them, so it has to be an option. Are they like, okay, we're just going to find the money elsewhere?
Probably. That's the only thing I could think of.
Also, for some organizations, what did you really put in place for DEI besides a title?
I don't even understand why we needed a whole system in place to tell people to do the right thing.
Because there's a time for everything. And that was the time for DEI. That's what was hot at the time. We already, unfortunately, we didn't capitalize off of our plus size time. When that was hot,
When was that hot?
it was first little second. They were like all inclusive.
Is
We
that what
trying
that
to
means?
icky icky icky's in here.
Let me tell you what I don't
We had
like.
a couple more opportunities than we do on a regular day basis.
But the thing about it is though, we wasn't plus size enough.
That's facts. That's facts.
We wasn't plus size enough. And honestly, I feel like we need a different category.
What is it?
East Coast thick.
I love that. I didn't even know what you was gonna say, but I love East Coast thick.
East Coast thick, like it's so much thicker and healthier. It's an look. First of all, let me, cause I know people is gonna come for my neck.
From the East Coast thick, because I feel like we're all in tune with that.
I feel like they're gonna come for my neck, but hear me out. If we come up with the category of East Coast thick, it's really the shorties who are like in between sizes. You're not quite a 14, 16, 18, you're kind of like in between. On a good day, you might range a little higher. On a bad day, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, I feel like East Coast thick, like you thick in all the right places. You shapely, you put some jeans on that ask them, nah, you know what I'm saying?
What they try to say curvy is, and then I saw some of
First of all, curvy, I just feel like it's a skinny girl with,
with
I
some
can't
hips.
even say a fat ass.
Oh, maybe hips with hips.
Maybe hips. I would say, member Dexter's Laboratory, his mama, curvy.
Can we go through the whole lineup of all the curvy cartoon characters?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
If you had a crush on them, they was curvy.
Oh, wait a minute. Speaking of curvy cartoon characters, did you see the trailer for the live action Lilo and Stitch?
I'm really upset about that.
What happened to the sister? What happened to the sister?
I'm really upset about that.
My girl was supposed to have calves for days, ass for days, hips on wow, and
At
a waist that's still. That's still solid, but mwah.
I'm really upset about it. One, I love the little girl.
She's so cute. She's so cute.
She's adorable.
So
And I
cute.
was like, I'm deaf, her sister, I'm deaf. She about to be tall. And she about to have that bottom half.
The only thing that is that I think they got correct with that is both of them are from Hawaii. Now, I did see on TikTok, Native Hawaiians are pissed
Why?
because they're not Samoan. Or what is it's Samoan, right?
Yeah.
Samoan
Yeah.
and
So they're just Hawaiian?
yeah, because technically, like their people came over there or like migrated over there, so they're Hawaiian, like kind of like our homegirl. How she's Japanese, but her people moved over here. She was born over there, so she's technically Hawaiian.
Okay.
But she's not native to Hawaii, which is the big uproar right now.
So the hula dancing and everything, that is Samoan, or is that a Hawaiian thing?
Samoans are.
But whose was that? Did the Samoans bring that, or is that a Hawaiian thing?
What, to Hawaii? No, the Samoans are from Hawaii.
No. I mean, okay, so let's say, to mix this up just a bit more, you have African American that was supposed to be African that came over to American. So you brought some different things. So there's certain things that you might do that's African that's not American, and vice versa. So if the characters were Hawaiian, which means they migrated from somewhere else,
No. The
what were they?
characters, you talking about the real people, or are you talking
No, I'm
about?
talking about in the movie, why they're
No,
upset.
no,
Why are
no,
they moving
no.
back?
Hawaiians are they're native. I'm talking about the real people. They're Hawaiian because they were born there, but they're not native, so they're not Samoan. They don't have.
The tattoos and everything. I'm as ignorant as it gets.
We getting canceled. We getting
Look, help me understand.
okay. Let me give you an example. Okay, how we talk about this all the time. British black people. Most of the time they're like Jamaicans or Nigerians that go to the UK, right? But when
Yes.
you ask them what they are, they're like, I'm
Yeah,
British.
they said where they're from.
I'm Brit but most of the time they're like, I'm British.
Oh, no. The ones
Yeah.
that they like, I'm African.
A lot of them will be like, I'm British by way of Africa,
Okay,
by
yeah.
way of Jamaica, by way of
Okay,
blah blah
yeah.
blah. So in that case, it would be for the actor's standpoint, because she is, I don't know what she is. Let's just say, for example, she's Japanese, right? So she would be like, okay,
I'm Hawaiian by way of
by way
Japan.
of Japan. Yes.
So these actors are Hawaiian by way of what?
The little girl is actually native Hawaiian.
So she's Samoan.
Or whatever they call themselves. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm about to say, don't know. I felt like
Yes.
I was coming on to
Yes.
something and then
Yes.
you happened to throw me out.
Yes.
Okay.
The one that's playing the sister, older sister, is not.
Well, that's why she ain't there. I guess.
That's why she ain't there. Let me look this up so I can get this correct.
Like, listen. If we wrong, go ahead and tell them we correct us.
Please
Don't
correct
be
us because
shady.
we don't know. But
If
also,
you can correct it.
question, because there is an American Samoa, but they're not Samoans. There's some, wait a minute, people of.
I
Because I
know.
actually want to go. And let me tell you why I want to go. Because of the movie.
I wanted
Samoa.
was a sister with some big ass legs. She didn't even have to have a big
Ah,
butt.
they're Polynesian. So people of
Oh,
America.
yeah. Oh,
Samoa.
yeah.
They're
Oh,
Polynesian.
yeah. I
Okay.
know that.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. I wanted to
Oh,
make. So yeah,
yeah.
that's right. That's right. Samoan is to Hawaii. Polynesian, America, Samoa. She is Hawaiian by way of whatever her family is.
Okay.
Yes. And
Okay.
that's why people are in a uproar. They're also mad. I didn't realize that Hawaiians had like a colorist thing, kind of like black people with the light skin, dark skin.
What?
I guess everybody does, because even Mexicans.
The problem here? I don't get it.
Look, segregation back in the day. They did the paper bag test.
Oh, well, that's why now we're like, go on ahead and do that.
And honestly, if you really think about it, that's why back in the day, we thought it was only black and white, but they could have been all types of stuff, but they just passed the paper bag test and they was like, you white.
If that's the case, who's going to the white establishments?
Nobody. And that's why they're going to lose money. That's why, look, first of all, if this is an option, don't white people are able to do that.
This is my issue with it.
What's your issue with it?
or my concern.
Okay.
We're going to support each other. That's
Wait,
the
but
only thing that I'm seeing from this.
who's supporting who?
I'm Black people.
Okay.
I can't speak on nobody else.
Okay.
But I feel like we're being very supportive and we're coming together, which is something we don't do enough. So that's the positive that I'm seeing from this. But we still have to go to the white man to get certain things. So are they just gonna cut us off?
Okay, name these certain things. I could probably debunk that because we actually have a whole directory for dermatologists, black dermatologists, a whole
Wait a
directory
minute.
for black
Do they have
dentists.
their own practice?
Yes.
Who did they get the loans from to start their business?
There was a directory.
Who gave them the loans to start their business? Who are they paying their money to?
Yeah, but their loans are probably paid off by now.
Are they renting their office building? Do they own the property?
We don't know.
That's my thing.
You want to call and ask?
I already see it. I know that we don't own
We
all of
should
it.
call, but I mean, some of them might. We should maybe. I
Yeah,
mean,
some might.
I
But
feel like that.
unless we all come together monetary wise and start buying our own things and making stuff move, we still rely on the banking system and just other people so that way we can run our businesses. So if we segregate, are they just gonna pull out? Are they gonna raise our rent?
Yeah, because if we're really being
Because
honest,
people can do that easily. They do that all the time. I watch the McDonald's documentary.
there's only one
Hello.
black-owned bank out here, isn't it?
And I mean, and we are not even putting our money there. So,
To be honest.
unless everybody gonna do mom and pop out of their house, which I think it's illegal for you to go up on their mortgage, property tax, who owns these things? The
I mean,
government?
it's illegal now, but the way stuff been moving and ripping and running, that might change.
Like, so what's gonna happen there? We gonna support you all day. We gonna stop paying for y'all businesses. But then, are you gonna fuck with ours? It's just gonna start a war.
So history is going to repeat itself, is what you're saying.
No, because we're not gonna be ignorant enough to be submissive. We
True.
know our power.
True.
We have power in numbers. But unless we all come together, like you own your own land and hold that down, is everybody just gonna uplift? Move to Atlanta?
Who about to own their own land in California?
Who owns their own land now in California?
Nobody. All of that owned the damn bank on that shit.
Listen, and that's why people don't own their own homes because all they got to do is go up on property taxes. I can't pay it. You take my house that I done paid millions of dollars for, which is already blowing my fucking mind.
And
Why would
nobody
this
is trying to
work?
go to the A. Like, no shade to the A. I love the A. Georgia literally produced the woman who raised me. You know what I'm saying? But no, thank you.
So what are we gonna do? And that's just coming from the black side.
I'm going to Italy.
Everybody else is out. If Italy let us in, they're
They
gonna be like,
will.
come over there.
Girl, Italy love us
How many of us?
a lot.
You love us? Well, how many of y'all gonna take in?
Bruh, the first settlers of Italy were black.
Also, how we gonna get there?
Plain.
What black person owned the planes? Except Ludacris with a private one.
The CEO of Delta is black.
Do he own it? Is it his money?
He might.
They could fire his ass tomorrow.
Girl. Imagine.
I could imagine. So I'm like, all the segregation talk, I get it. I'm gonna follow you. But until we start owning stuff, and that's what we need to think
But
about.
really, if you
How do
think
we
about
get
back in the
rid of
day,
our
they didn't own their stuff neither.
and what they do? Do we
Fight
got
for
it?
their life.
Do we got that stuff?
It was fight. They ain't own their shit back in the day, but it was
Yeah,
still
but do we
segregation.
got it? What happened?
They burnt it down, or either it was flooded,
Which it's gonna be a fight. Which is gonna be a fight.
which just happened. If you really think of that. Which just happened.
Also, where were all the other minorities? Minorities. It's wild that it's minorities. Where were they then? Is everybody gonna stand with us, or is it just gonna be black people?
It's only gonna be the black people. I don't even know why that's even a question.
Haven't even seen anything else on the TikTok that I've been watching. Only people I see saying anything about this is the black people, and they like, let's do it. Do it then. We don't want your unseasoned food. We don't want your something, something, something. This stink, something. I get it. I get it. But also, who else gonna like what?
Well, technically, everybody is mixed up
It's so many people.
with us, so therefore,
Yeah, but what you look like on the outside then, if they're going by the color of your skin.
we'll see. We'll see what they're going by.
And then which way you gonna go?
That's gonna be hard to determine. But honestly,
It's not gonna be. It's gonna be, I'm gonna look at you coming in or not.
to be
And
completely
I got the
honest
right
with
to
you,
refuse service at this point, so.
but the thing about it is, they're doing it anyway. Whether a law is passed or not, they're refusing service to people anyway.
So is that what
So
I'm
my biggest thing is, if you're literally bold enough to put a sign out there, good for you, because I know that I'm just not
not
going to be that
coming.
establishment.
I'm not coming. I'm not going to do nothing
But
to your
see, this
establishment.
is
You let
this
it
is.
be known. So is that, wait, is that what the point is? If you're racist, if you do not want me here, then at this point, go ahead and put that up and I will kindly not go.
Yeah,
I don't have to go.
because from what it looks like, from what I read, it looks like it's an optional thing. So the people who are bold enough to do that, I honestly, I'm cool with it. I would rather know. This is my biggest thing, especially when I was saying about East Coast non-minorities and West Coast non-minorities. I feel like over there, you do you, I do me. It's a mutual respect. Over here, honey, they will infiltrate the system. They will talk to you, kiki, ha ha,
For
and
sure.
still not fuck with you.
For
I don't
sure.
like that. Tell me. Tell me so I can go about my business.
So that's what it is. Let me tell you how I don't even know what category segue this is, but best Midwest bestie, our dude is very vocal about these subjects, this subject in particular. He made a TikTok. It was running numbers. I'm not gonna hold you. Running numbers. And
You have to send that to me.
he was saying segregation. You want to put this option out there, put it out there because we don't have to go anyway. Strong black man marrying my girl. They took it down. When I say
They took it down.
running numbers, he had 200 followers. 4 hours later, he had 2,000.
They
If
took
it was
it
even 4 hours later, the post had over 10,000 views, 2,000 comments, running every time refresh. She called me like, bro, this is getting crazy. I was like, this might be a viral moment. He wasn't doing too much. He just had his black, black on black, black on black, doing a little dance. Came in talking about it. I went for an update because she was tracking. Took it down. Why?
That's the thing. They want to separate it, but they also want to silence us.
Like the president is bringing it up, giving people the option, but we can't have freedom of speech.
They're also in his pocket. Why do you think it came back so quickly?
Is this
Within a week,
a
they put out.
done deal? Is it like you have the option, Pierre? It's done? Or is it just Donna came to the court and he was like, boom,
No,
I'm
it's
going to give everybody
done.
an option. It's done.
It's
It's
done.
done. Oh, this is wild.
It's done.
Also, I would like to see who's ballsy enough to put those signs up.
I'm excited.
I don't think anyone's gonna do it. But
No.
you know what? I can't put it behind you because Ohio acting a little crazy. Cincinnati, they acting real crazy, real
I don't think they're
ballsy.
gonna do it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did it there.
I don't think they're gonna do it.
And I just hope that the black community doesn't retaliate by like doing some shit that they, you know, messing up the business. You don't want me here? Don't have me here.
Let me tell you why they're
You
not
see how
doing
it's gonna go.
it. Because they already know. First of all, Target is a prime example. The black dollar is powerful. They're not going to do that. One thing's for certain, two things for sure. Everybody in America is greedy as fuck.
For
They're not about
sure.
to do that.
This is my conspiracy theory. The government owns the media outlets. Is Target really hit like that? Because why are you publicizing it so much?
I think it is.
Everyone loves Target
I hate
until
Target.
some things like this.
I ain't
So
like
are
Target.
you really being hit like that?
I think they are. 'Cause I
You
know
think?
Walmart was too. But Walmart immediately after, I think after 2, 3 weeks, Walmart doubled back and was like, "Hey, we got this back. Y'all can come back now."
Like, oh, the government made me do it, but we got some other things working.
We back.
So
But
it's.
what I don't understand, I feel like as a people, we're gullible as fuck because, like we said earlier, the term DE&I, not the concept, but the term and everything put into place is fairly new. I want to say what they most of those jobs
No, the term is new for sure.
came up during COVID, right?
Yeah, around that time.
So, are we not the least bit concerned with that? What were they doing before
This
this?
was the whole this time Sleepy Joe was there.
My thing is, what example were they setting before that? I feel like nobody should tell you, have to tell you.
To be diverse within your organization.
And honestly, not even just that. Pick the right candidate.
That's what it is.
Don't overlook this person because of X, Y, and Z.
That's what it is.
Like
Make
that
sure
shouldn't even be a question. If
hire the
anything,
most qualified person.
we need to go before what, which is going to be a little bit harder to do because nobody pays attention anymore. Really pays attention unless it's on social media. Nobody's paying attention to
Which can be
how certain
blocked,
people are on paper or
obviously, which
yeah.
shows, oh boy, this stuff coming down.
Yeah, that too.
Like you see what people want you to see, which is why I was saying why you want us to see Target so bad. Because it's everywhere. Target lost out on this much money. Target lost out on that much money.
Maybe it's like a sympathy thing. Maybe it's like,
You feel bad, so we're gonna shop there.
they've had enough.
You're not carrying our stuff. We
I
can't
feel
have a bag
like
out there.
what they did was they said that, and then immediately after that, there was like all of the black-owned hair care products
I need water.
went on like 60, 70% off.
Yeah.
I was like, was that supposed to be like an incentive to come back and shop?
I think it was like a let's get the rest of this out of here. But now the black business owners that were there is like, come to my website directly.
Which we should have been doing that from the, well, I will say somebody in my household was totally against, that's a Black Panther in itself, but he was totally against buying anything black in the stores anyway.
I mean,
He would rather go to the website because it's going
but
straight to them instead of going through third party.
I get that, but sometimes it's not as publicized. You don't have the marketing dollars or the advertisement. How much of those things we would have known about if not
I don't
been
even think
in
that
big
matters
box
anymore.
retailers?
That doesn't even matter anymore with social media.
Not now. If that's what you're looking for,
But if
don't
we're
pop up.
being real, the only people, well, majority of the people that are in those spaces are people we already know. They're already public figures. That's the only reason why they got in that space in the beginning.
And
They do have the
they're not going to
HBCU.
have all those websites. For what? We can just sell our stuff from Target. We don't need to. We're also not the business owners.
First of all, if I have a following, I am not talking to nobody's store.
Then you don't have to.
That's what I'm saying. Most of those people have a following.
Well, actually, I can't say then you don't have to because it changes. Like you're a business person. If you're selling a product, mass consumption, if you start selling at Target, you're going to be able to go to bigger factories and things like that. You're not going to be mixing shea butter and oils at home
Man, go on
to
strike.
fill those shelves.
But
Now, again, if we
that's where
come
the quality lies.
together and start purchasing these items, then it's a different story. Now you can get your website, put your things out there. But that is the goal for a lot of people, is to be at a big box retailer. Which was fine until you start showing your true colors and really see what it's about. There's no stores that just want to sell stuff because it's the convenience. If I run out of something right now, I'm gonna want to go to the store, not wait for shipping, handling, expedited anything. Is there not a place where we can actually just sell something and not try to monopolize on something else? No, because then it's not a business.
I feel like all of that is trash.
It's the truth.
It's trash.
It's the economy.
Just trash right now.
Is it? Pinning people? Segregation? I don't know what direction we're headed in. I just ask that we stay together. Stay on top of the news. I'm gonna keep myself excluded. Because the mental capacity is not there 100% all the time. I also don't watch the news. But I'll tune in when I need to tune in. And then you'll tell me. And my mama. But stay on top of it. They have some votes that's coming up
Stuff
in
like
order
that,
to
you
get some
shouldn't be
Democrats
saying out
in.
loud.
Huh?
See, you shouldn't be saying shit like that out loud, Mika.
You don't watch the news?
Yes.
Who watches the news? Cut it out.
Oh my. And that's the problem.
Don't even know if I get that channel. If they wanted me to watch the news, they wouldn't have took it off of free TV.
It's still on free TV.
TV ain't free no more.
Yes, it is. That's because what kind of TV you got?
Something smart.
It ain't,
Girl, I can't even read it.
My TV still got the rabbit channels.
No, you got a good one. Hold on to that. I'm trying to get the local ratchet.
Samsung, that's
I'm trying to
why.
get the local ratchet shows that only come on those channels. Give me a bounce.
I'm about
I
to say
ain't
I
got no
even
bounce TV.
got Bounce TV. Yeah.
I ain't got bounce.
Oh, that's crazy.
The new TVs, they don't want me to know what's going
That's why you need to get Samsung. Look, anything Android.
Count you in.
I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna say this right now.
Wait one minute.
Android is for the people.
Stop. They better not let Android come out with nothing. Don't say nothing.
Android is for the people.
Don't say nothing. Listen, if it wasn't for FaceTime, because I got to talk to my peoples.
Android got that.
No, it doesn't. It
What would you?
has meat. Don't hit me with that. Don't
No.
start it.
No.
Because it's not FaceTime.
No, it's FaceTime.
Because you got to send a
It's not
link.
even meat.
You
Hold on, hold on,
got to
hold
send
on.
a link to a link.
Oh, no. I'm about to call
Don't
you right
play with
now.
me.
Hold on. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Where's my contacts? Because I for sure don't know your number by heart.
Don't play with it.
You at Verizon.
No, I'm not even telling you who I'm with on here.
Verizon
It's
the people too.
new
Oh, you with Spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
I
we ain't got
don't
nothing.
know. Oh, that's why. Yeah, I'm with Verizon. I forgot how it works. I forgot.
It ain't gonna work because you're not with Verizon
I
for
forgot how where it's no T-Mobile.
I ain't been with T-Mobile in
I ain't gonna hold you. I
decades.
miss them a little bit. They got a
No,
couple
I miss
commercials.
Sprint.
They
It
got
no
a couple
longer exists.
commercials. I don't know why. Ugh, that old expensive thing.
Oh, they were.
Okay, carry on, carry on. So the world is gone to shit that we're gonna try to come back from. But on plus side, you have plenty of things to keep your entertainment and focus off.
Like what?
Podcasts. Like podcasts and
I don't
radio.
listen to podcasts.
And radio. Well, perfect. Because you won't miss out on the latest buzz. You know me, I have been an advocate
Please don't
for
say
the
it.
Breakfast Club for quite some time. However,
Oh.
my attention has steered away to Joe, you know, the button one. Because I only have limited time to entertain myself with those things, and he has captured my heart. Him and the crew. However, the latest buzz with the Breakfast Club has gotten me intrigued.
Oh, with Just Hilarious and Lauren.
Yes. One, okay, there's so many things. There's a lot of factors that goes into this. I saw when Jess came on. Was I excited? I was excited because Angela Lee wasn't my favorite. I didn't know her role. I didn't know how much she was doing. I just saw her on TV, and it was a little dulled down compared to Charlamagne and DJ Envy.
That's because she's a professional.
Maybe. I didn't need that. I needed entertainment.
It was real journalism.
Probably. And
It was.
I didn't know that. I didn't know what all went into her position. So then Just with the Mess came, and I was entertained because it was a mess. I don't know if it was real, and it doesn't matter because it was funny. And I felt like that was her job. Funny entertainment. Envy, probably DJ Envy came with more news at that point, maybe. And then Charlamagne is funny. He a little shady, but the
He's
only jokes
funny.
out of him is like gay jokes, and I'm over it. Are you gay or not? I don't think he is. He's happily married. Oh.
Just
Oh.
say he's happily, first of all,
Oh.
let's just stop right there. That is not an indicator whether or not somebody is or is not LGBTQIA plus.
That is true.
Not saying that he is, but I'm just saying we don't know.
I'm impressed that you knew all the letters.
I'm an ally.
Love that.
Hope we have some allies in the black community with this whole segregation situation, but I digress. Continue.
Oh my gosh, is that going to be another separation? So, like, we just all need to come together. I'm not going to hold you. We just all need to come together. Oh, okay. Either way, Jess came and it was some comedy added to it. It was different. It was a shift. Got pregnant and left ASAP. And I was like, how did you get this in your contract? Did you just not tell them?
They
Did it
probably
come
knew
out of
this
the
too.
blue?
They had to know. They
They
had
had to know.
to
They
know.
had to know. Then she says she helped him find Lauren.
Well, she hired Lauren on, but Lauren was already a producer on the show. So
Oh,
she was
okay.
behind the
So
scenes.
Lauren had been there.
Yeah, she was already behind the scenes, which her title is still producer. So that's where the issue lies. Because she's like, okay, I come back from maternity leave, and I feel like we also need to take into account, we don't know, she may be going through postpartum. Emotions are little. Feeling like, okay, I don't belong here. And it's different after you have a baby. You get what I'm
For sure.
saying? But her biggest thing was, okay, Lauren's title is still producer, whatever. They said her title, but ultimately she's still a producer. If y'all were going to integrate her into the show as a fourth host, y'all should have gave her a different segment. Why is she still doing the segment that I initially started? You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying?
Like Just with the Mess, my news is real.
Yeah.
Got her from her own little situation and incorporated that in the show.
Yep.
Now, when Lauren took over, was it, what was it? Just,
Well, it was supposed to be temporary.
what was the title?
Oh, her title. It wasn't just with the mess. It was just like regular news. Let me tell you, like
Okay.
updated news. Yeah.
Okay. So boom, she coming in to tell you the news so we could talk about it.
Yeah.
And then and Jess comes back. She don't have the mess. Lauren's still doing the mess. That's where I'm a little stuck.
So, from what I saw, Jess went on social media and did her whole rant because what it is, people on social media was like,
Lauren is doing
okay,
a better
well, we like Lauren's better. But people also have to realize Lauren is, she actually went to journalism school.
job.
It's going to be a different delivery every time. She's going to ask the right questions in interviews to get the answers that she wants. Like, that is what people are taught in journalism school.
Right.
Jess is an entertainer, and that is where the audience
You
gets
are a
it.
personality.
True, yes. But the thing about it is, the difference, like to your point, to what you said earlier, you wasn't really feeling Angela Yee. So Angela Yee has a journalist
Well,
background,
no, I
but
liked Angela Yee until she left and I saw it was something different.
her delivery, yes.
Then I started to think about the show in a different way. It was
Yes.
more entertaining. I'm not coming here for the news all the time.
Yeah, but I think to that point, Lauren, she is, I would literally say she's Angela and Jess in one. She has personality, but she's also a professional in the field of journalism.
Lauren being the producer, would she give the information to Jess to deliver? Was that her job to, if she's a producer, was her job to get the information? What did she do on in the back?
She was a producer. I don't know what producers do.
What? Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like she came up with the information for them to report and then had a run with it.
I don't think that's what producers do.
In radio?
Yeah, producers don't do that.
Because this is still radio. You make sure everything runs smoothly.
Yeah, but they're not providing the information. They got like an intern or some shit doing that probably.
Oh, she wasn't even using her journalism
But I
background.
think, no, when she was on air.
I know, but I'm trying to get the dynamic of what it was before she was on air.
Oh,
She's working behind,
she
making
was
sure
on air.
everything runs smoothly,
Yeah.
but you're not using you're not doing any research.
Also, we don't know how old she is and or what.
Right. So that's what I'm like, okay, I don't know where that all lines. I can only go based off of just came vented on social media. Do we agree with that?
With her venting on social media?
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't, but that's me because I'm a private person. Just started on social media. So it makes sense for her to go to social media.
Does she not work there anymore?
No, she's still there. She just did an episode.
Okay, because they were, that was the headlines. Her departure from the Breakfast Club, and then she's telling about the inner workings of everything and how it's
She's
working.
still there. They just did a interview with Felicia Rashad.
Was Jess on it?
Yes.
Because that's one of the things.
Yeah,
I
Jess is
saw them.
there.
Okay, that was the same episode they was hashing it out. They were talking about it, which I enjoyed.
Which was probably all by design. First of all, if one thing is for certain, two things is for sure. Reality TV, which I put a radio show like that into reality. They like drama, they like mess.
Now
So
that's
that's
what the
the reason
producer
why they
does.
did it online. That's the producer. So, yes, the producer
Now
is the
that the
orchestrator.
producer does. Yes.
So yes, I feel like if anything, that brought more ratings to the show, and they're not letting her go.
We're dropping off a little bit.
They probably,
A lot of people
if
were like, you
anything, they're
know,
going to create more drama.
a lot of people were saying it wasn't professional.
Why is your
Just your
sister
physical.
calling me?
I don't
Osh.
know, because she's talking. I hear her.
Yas, we're on air. What's up?
And we can hear you.
Oh, Yas told us to do our research.
Does she want to come
She
in
said
and tell
that's
us?
it.
Because we
She
don't
said,
know.
Do you want to? She hung up.
She better not come in here.
She said, y'all got to fact check. Do your research. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I can't. No, that's the whole point. We talking it out. Hello to all of our friends out there that's listening to our
Now I
conversation.
gotta edit that out. Do you know how hard it was to edit out Susie's number on the last episode?
Oh, you can see it? You saw it?
No, when I was like, why is your sister call? Like, I did this.
Oh, all
Oh,
the time.
dumb.
But yeah, no. One, first off, let me address that real quick. We're not doing the research. You know why? Because we're talking to our home girl, our home boy. That's the whole point of the podcast. Look, if you hear us talking over here and you over here snooping, you might as well just join the conversation because this is the podcast for people that are in a car on the way to work, that's on the ticky tock, that don't get it all, but they're trying to figure it out, or they just don't care and they're just trying to talk about it.
Baby, listen, first
Tune
of all,
in.
and I've been to your house. Her room is nowhere near you.
Like she on the other side of the wall, listening in. This podcast is for you. Go follow. Go like, follow, and subscribe.
Tell us, Sabika, how do you like living?
Don't do that. I don't live with my sister. We live together. We are equals until
That's what I said.
the bill comes. Because when that bill come, I'm the tenant. Remember that.
Oh,
Now,
God.
what would you like for dinner?
Yo. Hey, yo, I'm looking at my phone like, what's up? Y'all need to do y'all research.
Like, get out of here.
Right, thanks, Mom.
All
Put
right,
me
anyway, girls, boys, everybody listening in.
all right back.
They were saying it was unprofessional, just like us breaking right there. But I thought it was very professional. It's real life. Like you're gonna have people on there, you have them listening in, you want to come off as real, like this is honest. This isn't just news. We here talking to each other. I'm sister, brother type of relationships. Then let stuff happen in real time. These are my emotions, postpartum or not. This is how I'm feeling. We're going to address it right here. I
Yeah,
like
but
it.
also too, when you have two people that come from background of journalists who are professionals, and then you have DJ Envy who comes from a generation to where
Question mark.
you DJ, but still enough, you come from a generation to where you don't run and tell your business. That's just like when your mom say what happens in the house stays in the house. You don't go and tell my business out in the streets.
Yeah, until you own this type of platform and everybody has an opinion and they're voicing it. It's different when people don't be seeing the little stuff that's happening in the house. They see how they act towards each other. And no shade, but Jesse had one more time to tell me to shut up or shush. Lauren kept a real professional in those
Hey, yo.
type of situations.
Hey, yo.
Because I think we could have had at it way before now.
And I feel like that's where it lies. I feel like now she's seeing, okay. I need to step my game up. It's not just about bringing the funny and the ha-ha. I need to bring the professionalism as
Yeah,
well.
but no, I was brought on for the funny and the ha-ha. Y'all saw who I was before. Did you
The
think this was a
audience don't want that
persona?
anymore. That's what she was talking about. The audience spoke and they was like, we want Lauren. We like Lauren better. That's why I said I feel like she can still be personable, but still be professional in the same
That's what I don't
breath.
see because I like Jess.
That's
But
because
it was
you
entertainment.
nasty.
You are just with the best. I'm coming here for that. Charlamagne, messy, envy, just don't talk majority of the time. And I can't say that I'm tuned in like I was before, of course, because it's Joe. I have to give it
I
to
can't
Joe.
really speak too much about this because I don't watch it at all,
All
so.
right. Either way, where we got the social medias, I like hash it out. If it's a family, we a family, we're gonna talk about it. And if we're allowing y'all to come in, then we're gonna do that, hash it out. Either I'm going to be more professional or I'm gonna be messy, and then we're gonna have a whole new dynamic.
I don't like that.
We're gonna have two people that's doing interviews, Jess that comes in with a little every now and again, and DJ Envy that's just there. Is that gonna be the dynamic? Because now, if you fire Jess, what is this about to look like?
It's not about to look like nothing because people on the internet ain't rocking with her anymore since Lauren came on.
Some, but not all.
It's just you.
Oh, is it?
You ain't seen them comment. It's just you.
Which is me. I
Yeah.
think she's funny. I like chats.
I like her on social media.
Oh, dang, it's just me.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna watch an episode and see.
You're not gonna sit through a whole episode. Quit lying.
Dang.
Think about lying on this
I'm gonna
podcast.
watch it when I'm driving, if I'm not listening to us.
And they go lying it again. You don't even listen to us. The only reason why I listen to us is because I have to edit
That's because we live it in real life.
Gosh.
We live it in real life. If y'all
You
don't, you
bored.
need people like us to help the time go by.
Girl,
Is
we've
he?
already come to the conclusion Susie is our biggest supporter.
And I love that.
After we said that she don't even listen.
That's rude. That's messed up. Also, something that we have been forgetting
Just
that
what?
I want to bring attention to
Oh, our sponsors.
our sponsors, because we couldn't do this without you. We are here almost every week. We are almost consistent. Editing is on point.
Always.
Always on point.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm shown in a good light, which has been brought to my attention, but sometimes I'm ratchet. Looking,
Who brought it to your attention? Now we need to see if that person
excluding
watches.
this week, because did you think I didn't have locks anymore? She does. She's a lock girly unless her hair falls out. But today, she got these up.
This girl.
Woody now, right?
This
That's all I can say.
girl.
Copyright infringement. But thank you to our sponsors.
Whoever you are,
Insert here.
we still don't have sponsors.
Feel free to insert here.
We
We for the
still
people,
don't
right?
have sponsors.
Not yet, but we can, and it can be you.
We will. But me and Tamika did get it. Actually, I got invited. But I'm gonna say we. Me and Tamika got invited as VIP guests for a certain event. We're not gonna tell you what it is. You're just gonna have to wait until you see the videos and pictures on
I love this.
And I hope they interview me so I can be like, yes, I am one half of Are We Canceled Yet
I'm
podcast.
not a half.
You gonna be like, I'm the other half.
Okay.
And that's our dynamic on the show.
It's me. Where you see her, you see me. You see me, you see her. Except for
Oh,
R&B only, because she doesn't want to go with me.
I'm not going to R&B
You can
only.
see
Then
me by
tickets is high.
myself.
The tickets are high.
So
If
if
you
you
want to
see
go to R&B
me,
only,
so
let's go to they're
no.
not calling it the Millennium Tour. What are they calling it?
I don't know. I saw
The
Bow Wow
Spring
was
Tour.
crying or something.
Stop. Omarion went viral because a girl said he had A cup titties.
That body? Wait, also.
But his body don't look, he has a dad bod.
Has Trey Songz been up there?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Trick or Trey, he actually, because he's been going viral on TikTok, how he sings, how he does like that when he be singing.
Is it good?
So he did that on stage, like
Was it good?
making fun of the joke. No, he's
Oh,
trending because
the
people
joke.
make fun of the way he
Okay.
sings because he
I might
doesn't.
have to go see, because I was invested in that. But the feedback I've been getting, give me y'all in y'all 30s. And I am as well, but I didn't want to feel like that.
That's why it's for us.
I wanted to feel like 16 again.
Oh my
At
God.
this point, I'm not going to hold you. I will skip this tour to go to a Day 26 Danity Kane reunion.
You're not gonna have that because you should know why.
Aren't they out of that? Because why they do all these
No, they're not out of
interviews
that. They're doing that because he's in jail right now.
and they're singing a song, so do it before he get out.
Girl,
The intimate, like pop up.
you trying to make this man rich in jail. Speaking of jail, R. Kelly hopped on the residuals challenge.
Baby.
He said, wait, my man started it off, and I'm gonna get close to the mic. Hey, only got 2 minutes. Let's go.
Only got
Robert Sylvester Kelly.
Oh,
boy
immediately.
said,
Wait, I said immediately.
my boy said, only got 2 minutes.
Immediately, I thought, Chris, who has it in for you, my guy? Who has it in for you? You had the documentary that tried to get you. And then you sued they ass. They end you with Diddy all as much as possible. And now R. Kelly done jumped on your song. Like,
I hate to say it. Ooh, it was fire. Whoever his producer is, whoever that was on the phone
his
recording.
bunk mate.
Nah, because he was on the phone. You gotta collect call. Like they record it all the way from there.
They still say that?
Yes.
Oh, I ain't got no jail call in a long time.
And
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
guess they still do that. I'm
Like, do they? I don't even, if I was stranded, I wouldn't even know how to call collect. Oh. I'm through. How you do it?
wait a minute.
They don't put that on the phones
They
anymore.
still put it on the phones, but you've made a valid point. With everybody having cell phones, like,
Like they have money on your books.
do they really charge you? I don't think they're
That's
charging
not how it
people.
work.
They're not charging people?
You got money on your books.
No, but they always charge the person who's taking the call. But everybody has cell phones now. So is it our may okay.
The
Homework.
hold
Home,
up.
wait. Homework for everybody. I need y'all to look at your terms and conditions for your mobile carrier and see if collect calls is in there. It might be in there. It might be in the contract.
It's in there. Is it under? That face. It's
Yeah.
hard to know people don't read contracts.
We don't
I
read.
don't
We
know
don't
what.
read no more.
Also, I be seeing people go live in jail, which lets me know, R. Kelly, you got more than 2 minutes.
They be sneaking phones in there, but who giving a phone? Also, I'm trying to figure out. I was about to say who giving a phone to R. Kelly, but who's still talking to him after all this? Because his brother in jail, so I know it wasn't his brother.
Who ain't talking to him after this?
I wouldn't be talking to him. He's
Girl, you
still a
think he not getting
pedophile.
calls? He probably getting conjugal visits.
Ew. He don't want that old twat.
They young. Oh, I should have said that.
Tamika.
They gotta be old enough to get in.
And I'm gonna click the hell out of
They
this.
gotta be old enough to get in.
Whisper?
I already said it.
You done already said it, and you know I can't edit it out. It's too much
But they made
work.
it out automatically.
This is why we gotta stop the podcast while we ahead. We have to continue. We have to
Listen,
continue our schedule of getting
we
this out
wouldn't
every
be
week.
tripping if Shorty over here wasn't listening to our conversation.
Oh, she calling me.
Y'all didn't listen to the podcast.
She
My
heard
sister?
you. I'm playing.
But if she don't get out of here,
He was
I
about to get
can't
mad.
hear. I'm about to get real upset. Like, meanwhile, that's the person I'm talking about. Click like,
That's going
subscribe.
in there with the conjugal visits?
Click, no, what? Girl, no.
Oh.
Girl, no. I was talking about the one ear hustling.
Oh, yeah. That.
All
Why I was
right.
like, wait a minute.
You talking about stay on to our regular schedule program. You know what's on our regularly scheduled program? Your segment.
Unpopular opinion.
Which we have a lot throughout this whole thing.
I'm gonna go on a high note because it was getting a little deep, baby. So, unpopular opinion, and I'm gonna look in the camera when I say this. International horror movies are better than American horror movies. I said it, and I don't care, and it's the
Your
truth.
unpopular opinions are starting to be more and more factual.
I feel like it's only factual because we're aligned. Everybody else
Wow.
does not think the same way as us.
They're really scary, some of them.
Bruh, they're not on the same wave as us. You know what? We're going to say that for next episode.
Oh, I
Now,
got an unpopular opinion.
two in one episode?
Two on one.
Ooh, we're getting canceled, but go ahead.
Unpopular opinion.
What's
This
it?
is from Jamaica. Talk to Me is one of the best scary movies ever.
And
Psychological
on that note, thank you so much for listening
thriller.
to. Thank you so much for listening to. Thank you so much for listening to. Are
Are
we
we canceled?
canceled? Da, da, da. Listen to this whole music while I find the stop recording button that I can never find at the end of the episode. Oh, found it. Bye. No, that's pause. All right, stop. Bye.